What's it going to be then, huh? There is me. That is Alex. And my three droogs. That is Pete, Georgie and Dim. Dim being really dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar, making up our rasadox what to do with the evening. A flip dark chill winter bastard, though dry. The Corova milk bar was a milk plus misto, and you may, oh my brothers, have forgotten what these mistos were like. Things changing so scurry these days, and everybody very quick to forget. Newspapers not being read much neither. Well, what they sold there was milk, plus something else. They had no license for selling liquor. But there was no law yet against prodding some of the new vestures which they used to put in the old Moloco, so you could peat it with Velocet or Synthamesque or Drenchrom or one or two of the other vestures which would give you a nice quiet horror show 15 minutes, admiring Bog and all his holy angels and saints in your left shoe with lights bursting all over your mosque. Or you could peat milk with knives in it, as we used to say. And this would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of dirty 20-to-1. And that was what we were peating this evening I'm starting off the story with. Our pockets were full of deng, so there was no real need, from the point of view of crasting any more Pretty Polly, to toll-chock some old veck in an alley and viddy him swim in his own blood while we counted the takings and divided by four, nor to do the ultra-violent on some shivering, starry, grey-haired titzer in a shop and go smecking off with the till's guards. But, as they say, money isn't everything.